you would just live within your means, all of the hard problems of the world could be avoided. Sound like a parent?
Yeah.
Sound like a grandparent? Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Well, the evils of debt are a theme woven deep into world culture, particularly culture of northern industrial nations. Don't expect your mother and I to come and bail you out. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Well, take out mother and I and insert the German Central Bank or the Federal Reserve, and you see how quickly this simple bit of moral advice to a school child becomes economic policy for the Eurozone, for the U.S., for the world. Remember this famous little rant to the cameras on CNBC a few years ago by bond trading commentator Rick Santelli?
This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand.
How about we all...
President Obama, are you listening?
How about we all stop paying our mortgage? It's a moral hazard.
So this kind of moral indignation may feel good on TV and get ratings, but is it creating greater problems in the housing industry? And are the same sentiments responsible for the crisis in Europe right now? Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times, joins us. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, John. Geez, I haven't heard that Rick Santelli rant in a long time.
Isn't it crazy?
It brought back some really bad memories.
It sure does. So is all of this feel-good moralizing creating a crisis globally, including in Europe?
Yes, in a word, yes. Germany holds the key to the European crisis. They are the creditor nation amidst debtor nations. They are the most powerful economy. They are the largest of the countries. Compare what Germany has done to what the U.S. did in September of 2008. And when we had our crisis, we threw every piece of financial firepower we could at it to stem the tide, including TARP, including FDIC guarantees of all bank debt, including the Federal Reserve, saving AIG and doing all sorts of other just extraordinary extreme measures, much of which displeased the populace, I might add.
Right.
But it worked. It did what it was supposed to do. It stemmed the crisis.
So the U.S. did the opposite of Santelli, and Germany is acting more like Santelli to Greece and Italy.
That's exactly right. It views Greece as a country where, why should we bail out a country where everybody retires at the age of 50 and nobody pays their fair share of taxes? That's their attitude.
Well, they want, why should they?
That seems
why
like
should
sad.
They?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is really simple. If Germany has been a huge beneficiary of the Eurozone, and the Greeks were buying all those German goods, and more importantly, if you had been willing to bail out Greece 8 months ago, 10 months ago, when there was still time, there would be no euro crisis today. It exists because, in no small part, because Germany and France and the northern tier countries have not been willing to bail out their southern neighbors. And as a result, this crisis has gotten worse and worse and worse. And let me point out one other little small point. Who holds all that debt? German banks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There
so
you go.
Greece devalues. Spain goes under. Italy devalues. It is the German banks that will have a monster banking crisis of the like that'll make Lehman Brothers look like child's play.
So let's deconstruct the bankers' rationale here. So the Eurozone gets started, and European banks, particularly the German banks, look at the bonds around the Eurozone and say, well, Europe is a great investment, and so they buy up these bonds at whatever interest rate they were. Now that things are a little bit troublesome, the German banks don't want to say anymore Europe is a good investment. What we meant was only Germany is a good investment, right? And they can't change the rules in the middle of the game.
No, they can't, and they're stuck with this debt. It's on their balance sheet just the way subprime mortgages were on the balance sheet of Citi and Merrill Lynch and Lehman Brothers. It's almost the exact same thing. They actually bought the debt for the same reason, which was under the rules they didn't have to put capital against it because it was viewed as so safe by the regulators, which is one of the great ironies here.
So can we look around the world, and particularly in the U.S. housing crisis, and see where people have managed to stay in their homes, values have been maintained, and economic stability has been maintained, but where the impulse to punish and quickly move people into foreclosure has taken place, those communities have suffered. Is that a pattern we're seeing in the United States?
In the United States, we are seeing a pattern. We're seeing a pattern where the unwillingness of the society For much the same reason, you know, moral hazard and why should we bail out, you know, our foolish neighbors, has hurt. It's basically, number one, it's kept housing prices from stabilizing. That's point number one. And that's huge for the economy because housing usually leads a recovery. Number two, it has ravaged certain neighborhoods. If you go to Jamaica, New York, one out of every three homes is in foreclosure. That neighborhood will not recover for 30 years. So, yes, are there pockets of stability? Yes. But by and large, the national foreclosure crisis has deeply hurt the country.
Well, let me ask you, Joe. I mean, Germany, to a certain extent, is using the same kind of logic that parents are, as John mentioned, which is, look, if I bail you out, you won't have learned anything from it. You know, we benefited from the bubble, but we put that money into savings. We remained flush with cash. You didn't. We need, at this point, to teach you a lesson.
Well, that is the essence of moral hazard, without question. And by and large, it's a good thing. I mean, we should, you know, market discipline is a good thing. When companies like MF Global fail, they should go out of business. I'm totally in favor of all of that. The problem here, as Tim Geithner has actually said it quite shrewdly, the big problem with the financial crisis is that you have to help the people that brought it on, that caused it. Because if you don't do that, the whole system goes down. And that's what we're seeing in Germany right now. Germany, because Germany wants to play that parent role, it is jeopardizing the entire Eurozone, the entire European experiment, and could potentially deeply damage its own citizens because of its own bank crisis. So you have to sort of say to yourself, do I teach these people a lesson which will rebound and hurt me badly, yeah, or should I say, I'm going to hold my nose, help them because it helps me too. That's the choice that they have.
The irony here is that if the Germans would actually stop acting like a parent, suddenly the Chinese might be more interested in investing and they'd have all new sources of cash. That's a real irony, it seems.
Well, also, the Chinese are watching what's happening with Germany and they're thinking, boy, let's not pull the plug on the Americans because the same thing could happen to us.
Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, the New York Times. The dangers of behaving like a parent in an economic crisis. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.